Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And it is a good recap. It's 7:45. It's time to chat with our sports director, Tom Ackerman, after another Cards win against the World Series champions, LA Dodgers at Busch Stadium. 2-1 in the ninth, Tom. Wow. At the beginning of this season, it would be a little unlikely you would think, oh my gosh, the Cardinals could actually sweep the Dodgers.
You know, you would say probably that it was possible that they could do it, but you wouldn't think that they would be in the position that they are in overall. I think that this surprising season, now that they are not only in contention in the National League, but on top of that, they have taken those raised expectations and taken down the Dodgers twice. I think you're right. Nobody would have guessed that. Could it happen? Could they, you know, could lightning strike every once in a while? Sure. But this sustained success that this Cardinals team has proven over a period of time now, that it can hang with the big boys, that it can play on the road, it has absolutely improved there, that it can run with some of the better teams, it can beat the poor teams, it can beat the rich teams. This is a good baseball team. And the Cardinals beat the Dodgers yesterday 2-1. Nolan Arenado with the game-winning hit. They move the infield in. That gamble ends up failing. And the hit to left goes over the wall on a ground rule double, and it's over. The Cardinals win the ball game, beating the Dodgers 2-1. They have had great pitching. Game one, just an excellent job by Sonny Gray, establishing himself as one of the better starters in the National League. Remember, it was just a couple of years ago that he was the Cy Young runner-up for the Minnesota Twins. Cardinals got him to establish a good rotation. He had a good year last year, really good year. Flew under the radar because the Cardinals did not make the playoffs, but he had a good year last year. Struggled at spring training just to get his grip or whatever the case may be, his mechanics. It just was not working for him, and then he has taken off, and Gray was excellent in game one. And yesterday, Eric Fetty, you know, he's a pro. He manages even when things aren't going the best. He walked four, which has been a bad tendency for him, but he's able to deliver 5 1/3. And then the Cardinals bullpen just shuts it down. Steven Matz with an inning and 2/3. Kyle Leahy with a very strong eighth inning to set up Ryan Helsley, who ends up running into some bad luck. You know, a ball goes off second base, and Ohtani's able to reach. Ohtani ends up going to third. He scores on a wild pitch. Just things kind of fall apart for him. The Dodgers finally find a way to score a run, but they don't do it on a hit. And the Dodgers still haven't had a hit with runners in scoring position in this series. They almost get shut out in consecutive games for the first time since 2018. And then the Cardinals finish the job in the bottom of the ninth. I believe, Scott, that the Cardinals' floor is very high, meaning that I've been saying this for a month now. I just don't see them falling off. After they took off in May and had that big winning streak, I didn't see it going the other way. Just based on what we saw, it was not a fluke. The Cardinals have really good pitching, and their offense has been very good for much of this year. And I don't think still has scratched the surface of what they can do because their power numbers are so low and they've still been able to score. So that's a good sign. The Cardinals have hitters who make contact. But yesterday and the day before, this really the highlight was about pitching and defense. The Cardinals have been able to show that they can keep teams off the board, even the high-powered Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, what's been most impressive to me is the way they win games with high-scoring affairs and also low-scoring affairs, 1-0, 2-1. And the pitching, yeah, I think at the beginning of the season, a lot of people would be like, how is it? How's the bullpen? How's the starting rotation? But, I mean, Sonny Gray has been unbelievable. Fetty yesterday throwing a great game. So it's all, and the defense has kind of been a staple of the Cardinals for a while now. But, man, the potential, as you say, of the batting order makes this team very interesting.
Cardinals have an elite defense, and it's lined up well for their pitching. The only problem right now from the rotation standpoint is Andre Pallante has had some tough times. The Cardinals have been able to overcome that. But Pallante, who's had some decent runs here over the last couple of years, has run into a bit of a wall. He's a ground ball pitcher mostly, and the ground balls have been able to sneak their way through, and that was trouble against the Royals not long ago when the Cardinals ended up blowing a 7-2 lead and lost 10-7. But, you know, this is a team that bounces back. They come back, they win in dramatic fashion game one of that doubleheader. They lose game two, but, you know, they just don't give in. They continue to make it entertaining. They continue to fight. And these last two games, there's been a bit of an edge to them. They win both games. They're going to have a fight on their hands today. Clayton Kershaw is starting, and the Cardinals get to put Michael McGreevy out on the mound against this ferocious lineup. And we'll see. The Dodgers don't get held down for long.
Right.
And I think you sort of brace for what could happen today. The Cardinals, McGreevy up against a really, really good team, but he's like the perfect pitcher for this scenario. McGreevy is good against righties and lefties. McGreevy has that nice, calm temperament about him. He's a very, very good competitor and tough as can be. Kind of reminds you of, I mean, this would be, he'd have to go a long time and be great, but it reminds you of Adam Wainwright, the way that he throws, the way that he overcomes things, just the way that he's able to be good against almost everybody. I look forward to seeing that matchup today, but just get ready. This is going to be a Dodgers team that's going to want to make a statement today, and the Cardinals, on the other hand, will be up for that, and they'll be ready to go for a sweep. You end up sweeping the Dodgers just right now, let alone just win the series, but you end up sweeping the Dodgers, you're going to get everybody's attention. The Padres and Giants are going to be very happy that you did it because they're the game behind in the NL West. In the East, the Mets right now are the cream of the crop in the National League. The Cubs, though, are the real deal. The Cubs are 16 games over 500. They're 40-24. The Cardinals are 8 games over 500. They win today. That's a season-high 9. But they're chasing down Chicago. You got the Brewers on your heels in the NL Central. It's getting fun here. The National League has a lot of good teams, a lot of winning teams. You look over in the American League, there are a lot of teams either just above 500 or losing teams. Most of the good records right now are in the National League, and it's going to be a dogfight. But I like the Cardinals' temperament, and I like their competitiveness, their youth, their enthusiasm. It's fun.
Last question on the Cards. Is there anything you see about this team that isn't maybe sustainable for the 162-game season?
You got to be careful with the rotation because there are pitchers who have not gone deep. You know, Matthew Liberatore is starting to wear down a little bit, so just somebody to keep an eye on. The innings load is going to be a concern, but, you know, it sounds like they're up for it. McGreevy pitches today. You're going to have to find some depth along the way. You might have to go to a six-man rotation just to keep everybody fresh as long as you can. It looks like the bullpen depth is there. They do have some reserve in the minors that they can reach down and get if they need it. We saw Riley O'Brien. We saw Gordon Graceffo. We've seen some others come up and make an impact. But you know, that is always the thing, is health of arms. You can never have enough pitching. I feel like the depth is there on offense. I think, you know, maybe they add a piece at the deadline if they're still in contention. But it looks like on offense, they have some pretty good depth they can rotate through. You want to get Jordan Walker back healthy. But, yeah, this is about pitching to me, making sure that you have enough arms for the long haul. I mean, as much fun as this is, it is June 8th. I mean, we're still very, very early in the season. We're just over 2 months into the season. But, man, it is a lot of fun to see this team playing like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's move on to the Battle Hawks. It seems like it's been sort of a quiet season, even though they've won 6 games in a row. The attendance is down a little bit. TV ratings down a little bit. But still, they're dominating the league in terms of attendance. And today, they are playing in the conference championship. And perhaps in a couple of weeks, they'll be playing in the overall championship here in St. Louis if they win. So give us some thoughts about that team.
Well, let me give you some thoughts about TV ratings and attendance, because I saw the same story that was written. And I appreciate the research and all that stuff. But the Battlehawks dominate the UFL. I mean, it's not even close. So this is not a St. Louis. It's not reflective of St. Louis or the Battlehawks at all. This is a UFL right now that has low attendance. I mean, I watch these games where they play in Memphis, for example, and it looks like they have 3 people there. I mean, Memphis total attendance falls shy of 1 Battlehawks game. So it's going to be fun. I think whether they have 20 or 25 or 29 or whatever it is today, I think it'll still be fun and exciting. I think they win this thing and you get the hype machine rolling for Saturday in that UFL championship. I think you could see a massive crowd at the Dome and make a little national news and get everyone's attention how good St. Louis's crowd is. But yeah, it's been fun football. I think, you know, one thing is people are trying to get into a rhythm of when the games are. Sometimes they're Friday, sometimes Saturday, sometimes Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe that messes things up a little bit. There's a lot of competition out there. Even though they're on big networks, sometimes it's harder to follow. But we're following it. We think this team is really good. I think that Anthony Becht has put together another great one. And, you know, last year they fell in this situation. 5 o'clock kickoff today against the D.C. Defenders of the Dome. Last year we did the game. They were taking on San Antonio, and they lost that opportunity. So you just, you know, I think if you're the Battlehawks, you want to feel that pressure, and you want to come out angry and hungry, and you are not going to let that happen again. And you win this game, you defend your home turf, and you host that Saturday game for a chance to throw a parade in St. Louis. Because let me tell you, we could use one. It'd be fun. I mean, I see these other cities – like New York, you know, if you really think about it, New York hasn't won a championship in any of the Big Four since 2012.
Wow.
When the Giants won the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, it's fun to celebrate a championship, even if it's the UFL and not the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA. That doesn't matter. You have a great time with it, and you party, and that's what St. Louis has done over the years. We win championships. It'd be fun to do another one.
Well, we have the NHL playoffs going on, as well as the NBA, the French Open. What's catching your eye elsewhere in sports.
Coco Gauff winning the French Open, I thought, was awesome yesterday, the American. I will watch that Pacers win over the Thunder, and it was the first time they had the lead, was with 0.3 seconds to go, and Tyrese Halliburton scored. That was awesome. Mm. The NHL is going to be a heck of a fight between the Panthers and the Oilers. I was impressed with Florida able to come back and win that one. And then, you know, the Belmont with journalism getting knocked off again by sovereignty, I thought was interesting, although I'd really like to see the Triple Crown come back to what they were.
Yeah, sovereignty not running in the Preakness now. It's a little bittersweet. But anyway, what do you have coming up at 10 o'clock?
Big show, John Mozeliak, 11:30. One of the highlights, Lutz at 11:15. People love listening to him. We'll talk some IndyCar. We'll talk about all of these sports. And, of course, Bernie Miklas wraps it up at 11:45.
Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.